everybody out there in Radio Land. You're tuned in to True North. I'm your host, Johnny, and this week, just like every week, got 1 hour of the strange and experimental Canadian rock and pop scene to serve up for you, broadcasting live right here on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. We're also heard on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, and the voice of Bon Bay in Newfoundland. What's up, everybody? Pretty cool show lined up today. Gonna play a little bit more of that Healing Power Records compilation that I spun last week. Got some bands who are gonna be making an appearance in Victoria in the future, and probably cities near you, wherever you might be, because they're going on cross-country tour. All sorts of new stuff. Got a new release from some local dudes called Novel, members of Painted Fruits, so we'll hear from that. And previewing our show next week, gonna have a live guest next week, Sister Blanche, and I'll tell you more about that a little later. But let's start things off with Petra Glint and her song Propaganda. This one is off of the Many Moods of Healing Power Records. Great compilation you can check out online, so stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just listening to Winnipeg, Manitoba artist Camp David from his new release Babes Before Christ. The song was called All Night, and the tracks on that record are all dedicated to his girlfriend Patricia, with whom he just moved in, and the songs are all about those weird idiosyncrasies about moving in with a new loved one, the kind of awkward phase of getting to know them in their maybe less than desirable moments. So check that one out, campdavid.bandcamp.com. Before that, we heard Fetnat. They're from Hull, as our French intern told us here at CFUV, you pronounce Hull. So apologies to our Ottawa listeners, probably cringing as I pronounce that. Their new record, or newest record, which came out back in May of last year, Poulet, Mange Poulet, and the track Destruir, Destroyer. Before that, Petra Glint from the Many Moods of Healing Power Records compilation, Propaganda, was her song. Just crazy obsessed with her work these days. I saw an interview with her on a website called Studio Beat that kind of talked about how she's never had an actual studio to work in for her music or art, but the whole bedroom aesthetic has gone a long way in both of her art forms. So check that out if you want to learn more. The next thing we're going to listen to is a song by a Victoria group called Novel. They've got a brand new cassette, Discreet Noise, coming out courtesy of Shake Records. Features three of the four members of the group Painted Fruits, who I'm sure you've heard played on CFUV. Really nice dudes, and always exciting to see new music happening in Victoria. So check this one out, Novel, from their new Discreet Noise tape. The song's called Abbreviation.
Abbreviation, not for him. It's so real.
Bit of alt country from Zuzu's Pedals. Their new record is Past Lives, and the song was Real Drunk. Kind of local to Victoria, the members of the band, a couple of them still live in town. They got together and grew up north of Victoria in the Couchin area of Vancouver Island, and I think they did most of the recording in the Montreal area, so Montreal got its fingers in that pot a little bit. Before Zuzu's Pedals, we heard a space rocky tune from Freak Heat Wave's new record, Bonnie State of Mind. No vocals in that track. It's one of their studio gems from that new album out on Hockey Dad Records, and the song was called Liquid Honey. At the top of the set, Novel from Discrete Noise. The track was Abbreviation. Definitely more post-punk than their Painted Fruits project, the other band that those members are a part of. More punk, less pop, I guess, but you could still hear that jangly sound of theirs in the mix. So that's out with the new cassette on Shake Records. Check that one out coming up in this next set. Energy Slime with their song Cool Ship 2 from New Dimensional, and then Tough Age with I Waste Too Much Time on Myself from their self-titled record, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
That was a tune by Cindy Lee from the December 2012 release Tat Lachey. Song was Assassination Reality. Before that, we heard Young Mums, self-titled release, and the song Cobra. Both of those groups feature Vancouver, now Victoria, musician Morgan Cook, who's going to actually join me next week on True North for a live set under her solo moniker Sister Blanche. She's got a tape that's, I guess, sold out now, but she's going to be playing some drony ambient stuff and playing some songs from Canadian artists that she knows and loves. So make sure you're listening to True North next week to catch that. Before those two Vancouver acts, we heard more from Vancouver, Tough Age, though I think they're now located out in Toronto mostly. And that was their Mint Records self-titled release and the song I Waste Too Much Time on Myself. At the top of the set, Energy Slime from New Dimensional with their track Cool Ship 2. Next up, Bulldog Skin is the name of this artist. I played a song last week and really wanted to play another one because their EP Wet Coast is really resonating with me. The song is called Ends of the Earth 932. And just interesting stuff. This musician had to do his mandatory service in the Israeli army, and after that needed some time to, I guess, decompress after that experience, and so spent some isolated periods in the rainy forests of old growth in northern BC, and that's where the inspiration for this album came from. So listen to this, check it out, and stay tuned for more on True North.
Yeah.
This has been True North, and my name's Johnny. I'll be back next week with another hour of the strange and experimental Canadian pop and rock scene. We just heard from Great Marble, the title track off of the What You Need 7-inch. Before that, Moon from Halifax, from their self-titled and latest release. Meridian was the name of the song. And at the top of the set, Bulldog Skin from Wet Coast with the track Ends of the Earth. Gonna leave you with something by Moss Lime from their album July 1st, song Ice Cream Sandwiches, super poppy and catchy rock that I heard a few weeks ago, got stuck in my head and had to spew it out onto the airwaves for all of you. So check this out and stay tuned.